Model trains have been called the world's greatest hobby, and a group in Boise won't deny that claim. The group has taken their model train display to a new level this holiday season as they share their passion with families in the Treasure Valley. Frankie Barnhill took a tour of the miniature world they've built and has this report.
Most people leave their childhood hobbies behind them when they grow up. It's hard to justify your Beanie Baby collection in college, for example. But for members of the old Boise N-Scale Model Railroad Club, their passion has only gotten stronger with age.
We just love trains, and this is great therapy from our day jobs.
That's Jim Brostmeyer, an engineer at HP by day, but a train engineer on nights and weekends. He has about 50 engines and 200 train cars, some of which are on parade at the club's annual holiday display in the basement of the Pioneer Building in downtown. On a recent Saturday, the model train room is packed with families.
So if you put it in real scale miles, this is over 1,000 miles of track. We have over about 500 switches. And we have about 3,000 pieces of rolling stock or train cars, and there's a lot that you don't even see that are in the back.
That's right. If the display was to human scale, you could hop on the train in Boise and end up in San Diego. N-scale trains are some of the smallest, which gives the members plenty of room to build tracks side by side. Brostmeyer says since he was a kid first interested in model trains, the technology has vastly improved.
Yeah, go ahead and hit the bell and whistle.
To club member Daryl Sterling, the hobby gives him a creative outlet. He's been with the group since it began 17 years ago.
We don't have real strict bylaws and things where some clubs, it's almost like a job, you know, and you don't want that, you know, and so we've been able to avoid that and just keep it fun.
Sterling says everybody brings something different to the table. So what's his talent? Sterling visits rail yards in the Treasure Valley and takes photos of the graffiti on the cars, then shrinks them down and sticks them on his tiny model trains. To him, these kinds of details allow visitors to step into this miniature world of trains and plastic people.
We have some girls doing a car wash on an old car over there, and the guy's doing some roof work over here, and there's a funeral going on at the cemetery.
With a wry smile, Sterling points out a river scene built by a club member where a broken oil tanker has gone off the rails.
He actually molded this train car. He cut it in half and put it in when the thing was being poured, and it makes it look like an oil slick, like a train car had fallen into the water, and we're still waiting for the EPA to show up. It's been all these years. You know.
Despite mature humor throughout, kids are still the focus. 10-year-old Austin Knight stands on a plastic footstool, getting a good look as a train loaded with candy canes, lifesavers, and Hershey Kisses chugs along. She's here with her mom and grandmother. Knight has a ready answer when asked which trains are her favorite.
The Christmas train and the candy train.
We've been doing this with our grandkids for how many years now?
Probably 12 years.
Yeah. So we've got big kids in here too, so... Oh, it's always kind of fun to come down, and they've always added new stuff.
But even in this perfect little world, wrecks do happen.
Reestablish that industry in there.
A train wreck over here, and it's the candy train. So
yeah, you don't want to have that off the layout very long.
Just a couple minutes later, Sterling and the rest of the club have the broken down candy train running again for kids of all ages to enjoy. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.